Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Yeah, buddy. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation 105 through the Fan. We're now just 20 minutes away from the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. LA Live at 540. So much football stuff continues to circulate through the news cycle. And here's Eric Chiafano to tell you all about it.
You know, I guess when you're trying to look at things from a positive perspective, at least we didn't give up a third-round pick for Jahan Dotson like the Eagles did in the offseason.
There you go.
That's a worse wide receiver trade than what you just did, isn't it? I would have to think so. They give up a third-round pick.
Yeah, it probably is worse. Although, I mean, Jahan Dotson, I would have been a little bit more excited to get, but it is a third, and a third's more valuable than a fourth.
Just trying to go glass half full
here. I like that. Thank you. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know something else will make you feel better as well, kicking the Giants while they're down.
Oh.
Did you see old Wink Martindale?
Is it Michigan?
He is. Yeah, he's the DC at Michigan now.
Is he trolling his old team?
He is.
Let's go, Wink.
And it's not like things are going great for him in Michigan right now.
No, it's not great, but it could be worse, right?
Somebody asked Wink Martindale if he could see himself coaching in college for the long haul.
Well.
He said, quote, "I'm glad I'm here. I love the players we have. I'll tell you, it's a lot better than being in some places that are 2-7 right now."
Oh, jeez.
The Giants are 2-7 right now.
Woo!
So
how'd they win two games?
Taking shots. Honestly, yeah. That's a good question. Who did they beat? Oh, wait. Didn't somebody lose? Wasn't it Seattle? Somebody had
Seattle,
him in
Dawson.
Yeah, no, it was me.
It was a double payoff.
I thought it was Dawson.
I had Seattle, too, though.
You had Seattle, too.
We both did. Yeah. We were in this one together, and there was the special teams blunders that went down in that.
Blocked
field goal.
It was
just a disgusting game. Yeah, there was a blocked field goal return for a touchdown. I hate it here. You know what? In fact, because Will Levis and the Titans
have
won.
Have a piece of pizza for hating it here.
I don't think Will Levis played. I think I'm going to do the Mayo Coffee deal.
You're going to do... Oh, the Mayo Coffee.
I'm just going to knock that one off.
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
What is that one?
It's where you squirt a bunch of mayo in a coffee and you drink it.
Levis likes to drink his coffee.
You use mayonnaise as creamer for your coffee.
But I guess for this, we need to make sure there's a good amount of mayo in it.
There's going to have to be a
you guys can make it for me, just so there's no...
Oh, be happy to.
I've never had coffee. That might be interesting for me to do that one.
Honestly, you might enjoy it, how sick and weird your mind is over there. You liked the...
You're a sick,
sounds
sick
like light
puppy.
Work for Brian.
He likes the mayo and the Oreos.
I say, if you made me eat one of those hard-boiled eggs, I'd lose it.
I'd love you to do it. I just had three of them. I thought they were delicious.
Three?
Yeah.
Jeez. Cholesterol problem?
Protein.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking. Seriously.
18 grams right there.
What? You're supposed to have three, though?
Yeah.
Would you just like... Pop them in there like Cool Hand Luke.
You took soda, didn't you? Three hard-boiled eggs, soda replacement.
I never one time had a hard-boiled egg.
That's true. You don't like eggs.
Yeah. I like eggs.
That's what they would tell you. If you don't have a soda product, you can replace with eggs.
Yeah, I think that's a great move.
It was like two, right?
Eggs are fantastic
two
for you.
Only three I ate because I skipped a meal earlier.
No. Pizza waiting for you.
I know. I'm not going to go with the pizza.
It's pretty good, man. Thanks
but
to Robin
tempting.
Funky Town.
It is tempting.
It's some good stuff. All right, one more thing to just help ourselves feel better before we get back to reality and hear from Mike Zimmer.
Well, now I don't feel better. Brian's watchdogging me over here.
I'm not watchdogging you, but three?
And cholesterol. It's three eggs.
I don't know. It seems like a lot.
I mean, I guess at some point, maybe if your cholesterol levels are so out of whack, maybe you need to cool it on the eggs for a little while. But I would love to see what you're turning to from the egg. Where are you going? Are you going with me to the Papa John's Pizza? Because you're digging yourself an even deeper hole.
I didn't go there.
No, I know you didn't.
Damn it, Brian. I'm gonna
you is just in general. The general you.
Yeah.
When you're punting on eggs, you're like, okay, well then tell me, what are you going to go to now?
Fish?
Maybe a little fish?
Almonds?
Maybe.
Yeah. Peeled almonds?
Some sort of legume.
Passing out?
Peeled almonds.
Skinless almonds.
Peeled almonds.
Listen, the Commanders are legit this year. We know that. We have to acknowledge it. Pop-up year, right? Well, Chuck, hopefully it's not a pop-up half decade. But,
I know. I'm starting to think it might be this quarterback. I'm pretty damn good.
I'm trying to find ways other than the sustainability of the health for Jaden Daniels to like poo-poo on the future for these guys.
Maybe Cliff Kingsbury. Maybe he...
Well, they poach. Yeah.
Maybe he just starts to suck again.
Kingsbury gets poached. And then maybe this is just they did the win now thing of trading for Marshawn Lattimore, and it's being applauded because, hey, team with a need that's contending right now went and kind of solved that problem. But they have a rookie quarterback, and historically the odds say there's a 0% chance you're winning the Super Bowl this year.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, you traded for a guy at the cornerback spot who is not going to help you win a Super Bowl this year based on history. And he's only played, Marshawn Lattimore's only played, I mean, he has not played more than 10 games in a season since 2021. So he's definitely perpetually banged up guy. And they gave up, it was the third and the fourth is what they did, perhaps among other things. Maybe a later pick was thrown in there as well. But you give up the third and fourth round pick.
Yeah, the three and the four. There might have been, Ridgeway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they threw in Ridgeway. So, but for a guy who's not very healthy all the time in a season where historically, again, you're not winning the Super Bowl this year, I just wonder if that was big picture at the end of the season. Like, dang, I don't know if we would have liked to have made that move on draft day. Would you rather have the third and fourth round pick there instead of the banged up corner who didn't help you win a Super Bowl this year? I don't know, but I'm grasping at straws.
We have a little bit of breaking news here. Oh. The Dak report has arrived. We go to the Twitter account of Jane Slater as the Cowboys weigh in on Dak's IR status. Sources tell me the initial diagnosis is a partial avulsion of his hamstring tendon, which is partially torn off the bone.
Oof.
We've heard this a couple of times over the years. Slater continues, I'm told it typically takes more than a four-week recovery. In some cases, they let it scar over, repair, and then strengthen it. With that being said, Prescott is seeking other opinions, which is why there is currently a reluctance to place him on IR or make any determinations about a timeline for return. So, great reporting from Jane there.
Yeah.
Tough for Dak, the partial avulsion. I believe that is what describes the tendon coming off the bone.
Yes.
Oh, sounds awful.
Yeah.
And it'd be hard to imagine him returning this season under these circumstances. Maybe if they were a strong favorite, you'd be looking at that timeline saying, let's get him back. But I mean, that's pretty traumatic. And unless they go on a miracle run here with Cooper Rush, I believe he's played his last play of the season. How about you guys?
I mean, yeah, with the information at hand, and like you said, the status of the team, if it's going to be 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, now you're talking about being a team that still has only three or four wins at that point in the season. Why would you run Dak back out, especially since you've already extended him and paid him, and you're looking for him to be sturdy for the next four seasons after this one? So, yeah, I think that's probably the best prediction at this point.
Yeah.
At some point, it'll be Trey Lance season.
Yeah, I just like, you know, he's obviously, I think he's going to try and come back. And you know, him and Britt Brown, they did a lot of work on his ankle that time, you know, and got things together. And, you know, and I would venture to say that, you know, once the time, you know, the healing process, I don't know, is this something that might have to have surgery, you know?
Yeah.
That's what you kind of worry about. I don't know that. I'm just... You know,
that's one route. From what I can tell reading it, you could go operation or you could go rest and rehabilitation.
So we'll see. I just couldn't get anybody to tell me. I knew it was bad, but I couldn't get anybody, and good for Jane to get that all buttoned up for everybody.
Yeah, that's huge right there, man. The avulsion, seeing what that means, forcible tearing away of a body part. Yeah.
Sounds just absolutely so painful. No wonder. I mean, he said it was something he hadn't felt before. I mean, I can't imagine how much that must hurt.
Old James Jones, former Packers receiver, was on his his show with the, all the former players on FS1 or whatever, and for 90 seconds. I don't know what it's called.
It's called Speak Up.
It's called Speak Out of Your Neck, perhaps.
It was one of the worst takes you'll ever hear.
But for 90 seconds, he's just hammering home the fact that Dak quit on his team. And then it turns out...
he probably feels like a total jack-a right now.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
Ever since David Hellman left that show, I've kind of watched it.
The ignorance about Dak as a competitor, his toughness, his competes, his leadership is just off the charts horrible.
It's terrible.
Where do people come up with this stuff?
You can critique how good of a quarterback he is all you want, but the dude is tough as hell. And he absolutely would never, ever quit on his team. I mean, that is just a terrible take. Absolutely false.
I like this 214. IR him, you get the money back from insurance, right? Isn't that what the Niners have been doing all over the place?
I believe that's an avenue. I was over at the Star today, and there was some discussion. I didn't get a chance to talk to any cap guys or anything like that, but
insurance agents.
That thing was brought up. The discussion.
Oh, they should
was,
absolutely do that.
Yeah, was brought up about that.
All right. Well, here's Mike Zimmer. Now we go back to reality. Remember, we were trying to just kind of make fun of the Eagles for Jahan Dotson. We make fun of the Giants for Wink Martindale.
Fantasy world.
Going into fantasy world when I'm trying to paint a bleak Commanders picture right now, which is tough to do, but I'm doing my best. Now we go back to reality. Here's Mike Zimmer talking about Diggs.
Last week, Trayvon said, you know, players are still getting adjusted or used to your scheme. When you see a play like the Mooney wheel route for a touchdown, what are your thoughts on where your personnel stands with their comfort with your scheme at this point in the season?
Again, you'd have to ask them that. I mean, it was man to man.
All right. it's a great response there. Zimmer's like, I don't know how much scheme confusion it could have been there when Diggs gave up the touchdown pass to whatever his name is, Mooney. And it was a 36-yarder, and Diggs was lost basically at the snap, and he's like, I don't know how there could be confusion. It was man-to-man defense. So that's just, I'm sure he's just as fed up as ever. We haven't seen him go off. We haven't seen any type of...
I don't think he will. I don't think Mike will go off.
He's just chalking it up to is what it is.
He's just going to coach, and I think Mike's going to coach and do what he has to. I know we all thought about fiery Mike and all that stuff like that, but I mean,
this team is just beyond that.
Yeah, he's in a
no rah rah speech getting you going.
He's in a bad spot, but you know they even when they had some healthy guys in week two against New Orleans, they didn't do a very good job.
They've
had their share of struggles.
The injuries have been piling up. But look, I mean, we talked about this at the beginning of the season when Mike was hired. The history of his first year defense is it takes a little bit.
I thought he was going to button this thing up a little more.
You wouldn't have a blown coverage.
Well, you wouldn't have
an assignment.
The explosive plays that they've had. I mean, teams have just. I mean, it's running, throwing the ball. I mean, you pretty much get what you want.
Yeah, there's really not a single redeeming quality to the defense right now,
other than their nickel slot player, Jordan Lewis.
That's fair.
I guess Ose had a good game last week.
Well, that's the offense. Here was Mark Schlereth on with us yesterday talking about, or that was the defense, but here's Mark talking about the Cowboy offense.
You know, you look at your guys, the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, they can't run it. Like, they're not worth a squirt of piss when it comes to running the football.
I'd never heard that line before.
Me either, but I loved it.
Very old school.
is that a throwback scouting kind of? Locker room. Gosh, dang it, Walchuk.
Wow, that one was getting picked up. That's the eggs.
That's the eggs, yeah. Yeah,
three of them. Thought there was a bulldog in the studio.
Are you sure you didn't sneak a Papa John's pizza in there, dog?
Trust me, if I did, I don't know if it would have been that bad.
Oh, my gosh. You're unbelievable. You really are.
I know, I apologize. Can we just seamless transition?
Talking about this Cowboys offense makes me a little gassy, too, though, so I'll kind of chalk that up.
The entire conversation makes me feel sick.
It's understandable. Are we getting to the gas and the whales and the explosions? Is that a part of the...
Oh, dude, we're going to get there. Explosive whales.
That was a fun fact earlier.
That can kill you, man.
Gas explosions. I imagine based on what Walchuk's doing right now from a flatulence standpoint, if he croaked over, we'd have to have whale explosion-like concerns with the gas
Ryan,
in his
did
tummy.
Say that can kill you?
Yeah, the gassy whales can kill you. You see one, if you're in a boat, and you see like a...
Well, we just saw the Shamu thing.
Yeah.
There's lawsuits going down about that.
No, I'm talking about a deceased whale, like all swole up.
Oh yeah, we'll get to the blown up deceased whales.
You touch that thing, the body parts can get you.
Whale blast.
We
whale blast.
We don't want that. All right. We also I just saw that apparently the chain that Justin Jefferson was wearing during the game on Sunday night.
Did he wear it during the actual game, or was he wearing it like
from
pre-game?
My understanding, he was definitely wearing it pregame. From my understanding, yeah. He was wearing it during the game as well.
Oh, wow.
But that's apparently a $1 million diamond chain that he had.
Hey, like, would you play in $1 million chain? I would. I mean, I
probably guess he's the highest paid receiver in football.
He probably didn't want to leave it in his locker.
Look good, feel good, play good. I mean,
played good, Walchuk. I mean, come on, he had triple digit yards once again, 32nd time in his career, most through five seasons. He's on an epic pace, and that might be part of the secret to success there. $1 million chain, just and there's no Aqib Talib's in the league anymore. You know, nobody's snatching that off your neck.
Aqib Talib,
but you might not want to put it in his locker because somebody could snatch it out of the locker.
Yeah. That does happen.
Yeah.
We've seen it before.
Yeah.
Well, he also has Justin Jefferson the most yards per target this season. Second to him is the rookie also out of LSU, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
And third to him is also out of LSU, Ja'Marr Chase. So your top three receivers in yards per target this season are all LSU guys.
Wish Neighbors could have stayed healthy.
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if Neighbors could stay healthy and had a half-decent quarterback.
It's Daniel Jones. Yeah, okay.
And then finally, how about this for a stat of the day for you? Defenses are blitzing Lamar Jackson third most in the league right now.
Get to him before he gets going.
The problem is that he has the highest Pro Football Focus grade when blitzed this season. All the numbers on it are good. Like, you can't blitz him. So you're like, well, then just don't blitz him. It seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, let's just buy him.
Except, of course, his grades and numbers get better when you don't blitz him. So that's just the status of Lamar right now.
Wow, he's balling.
He is, man. And if he could just take that same type of health into the postseason with the team as it's constructed right now, I really do think they could beat anybody. But what type of physical condition will he be in come postseason time?
Yeah, it's a great question. If I'm Baltimore right now, pretty confident we're going to make the playoffs, I believe, at 6-3. I might rein it back in a little bit, especially as we get close to December. But at the same time, you have to make sure you win. But looks like he could win his third MVP.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and he's getting like the Romo Wednesday kind of treatment a little bit. They're trying to do some of that kind of stuff. They're doing the same thing with Jalen Hurts. He didn't practice today, just a rest day. And you're going to have to implement that if your quarterback's running that much.
Let me address this real quick. 860 was listening to the Dak take about the intangibles, the leadership, the toughness. The dude's literally laughing on the sidelines while getting his bleep handed to him in a losing season. I know that happens, but you can't take a snapshot. Maybe somebody farted. Maybe somebody had a great joke. You know, that's 3 seconds of slowed down laughing against a backdrop of a decade of interviews and him proving himself at every turn.
Holy hell. And I think that
you could be also in a situation where you're laughing because things are going so bad.
Damn right.
Tragic comedy.
You're just like, man, stop from crying. What else could go wrong with us? You know, kind of a thing.
God forbid somebody laugh on the sideline.
Okay.
They don't care.
It is the G-Bag Nation here. Time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top LA Lives coming up at 5:40. Cowboys Eagles injury report and more coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. G-Bag Nation here. It's time to hit the expressway. LA Live's coming up in 15 minutes. We'll reset the latest on Dak Prescott's hammy coming up here
in just a moment with you. Let's hit the expressway. It's brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. A number of other things are going on, and I want to get to some of that stuff first because I know if we start with Cowboys, oftentimes that's all we get to. Okay. We have a California high school quarterback committing to SMU. He's coming inside these borders. Why is that relevant right now? The name Cole Leinart.
Son of
Matt Leinart.
There you go.
Well, class of 2026.
That's crazy to think that Matt Leinart already has a kid in college, dude.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
But wasn't he like fifth year senior guy?
He stayed. I don't know if he was a fifth year, but he did return to school, and I think it cost him. He would have been the number one overall pick, and then he fell to 10 to Arizona. 10,
yeah.
Did play a lot in college.
Boy, he lived the college life, though.
I think he was a four-year guy, for sure.
I mean, he has no regrets for staying. He really doesn't.
He is a this kid's a junior at California's Redondo Union High School, so I guess a lot could change.
Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, how long will Rhett Lashley be able to hang tough there if somebody wants to poach him?
There's some people that, now that they're in the ACC, there's some people that have left this program and taken other jobs, and they flamed out. Well, you should have just stayed and coached SMU.
Yeah. They've had a lot of good coaches.
They've had guys that have come in here and, like, they've taken it as a job. Okay, I'm going to bounce to Arkansas. I'm going to go bounce somewhere. You know, bounce somewhere else.
Sonny Dykes to TCU.
Yeah.
Well, it worked. You did play for Natty, but.
You did, but.
Looking rough now.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You could, if you win at SMU.
He got clowned in that Natty.
But the thing is, that's cool, Brian. Yeah. They're finding talent. They're finding a lot of good coaches.
That's what I'm saying. They're doing a great job of finding their coaches.
And they can pay up. They can pony up the cash.
They raised over $120 million, from what I understand.
Might
over
be a playoff
there
team and a conference champion.
Everybody gets the fatty boomba.
So I wouldn't be so quick to jump away from going at leaving SMU if I'm one of these coaches.
Yeah, the young Leinart says the culture they're building at SMU, I just want to be a part of it. Yeah. I love the coaching staff. They're like family. I just want to be a part of what they have there. So maybe the golden era is going to be back for SMU 40 years later. It'll pick up where we left off.
Awesome. That'd be really, really fun.
It has been cool over the last decade just watching them like have their winning season and get back to a bowl game. And this is just, you know, especially with how much money is there, if it's going to be an NIL and money's involved, don't bet against them.
And with how honestly competitive, like how easily the teams are in the ACC.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you get the respect of being in a bigger, quote unquote, conference, at least at this point. We'll see when they super conference it up, but.
Yeah,
it's not like there's anybody that overly scares you. Miami has having a pop-up year with Cam Ward, but is that going to be the FSU of last year? And then next year, Cam Ward's gone, Miami doesn't have a quarterback, and now they're back to being a subpar team.
And you're back, you know, backyard's one of the top recruiting areas in the entire country.
That's exactly right.
They've made a great marketing move. They're appealing. They made it cool now to be local and stay home and play for SMU.
Dallas's team. That's what, you know, they're kind of embraced themselves as Dallas's school is what they've done. And, you know, you can see the campaigns up and down, you know, as you drive down 75. And
I thought the campaigning was over now.
Yeah. But no, they've done a great job. I mean, the move to the ACC, there's some of these ACC schools, like now we got Stanford and Cal and all that, you know. I mean, the travel that they have to do, SMU being like centrally located, it's okay. It's not terrible for them. But they're getting the Florida State. They can't have Florida State to come in here and beat. That's a huge win. I know the Florida State is not any good right now or this year.
It's still a marquee program.
But that was a 12-win team last year. You know, so now here you are. You come in here, get them in your backyard. You beat them up pretty good. Beat Pitt. Now things are getting better over there for sure.
Okay. Again, the DAC news coming in just a second. Rangers are making it clear in an ESPN story today. They want Bruce Bochy back if he wants to do a new deal. You know, there's the Skip Schumacher addition is very interesting. I mean, 2023 Skipper of the Year. I was talking with Bassick off the air. He says CY is just running a masterclass here on how to build. You know, a great support staff. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Schumacher would find this attractive when he's the hottest, you know, managerial candidate out there is probably a testament to what we have going on here with the Rangers. But, you know, I do feel like this is a huge offseason. And if you have guys like Skip coming on board, that's a great sign It's going to be a huge year, though, you know, as far as getting back to competitiveness and proving that you belong. You know, one down year after a World Series, everybody does that. If you cannot, you know, pick up the competitiveness and the winning ways this year, I think the run would be over. But this is a great addition to your staff. I think the question now for Bruce is, will you do a multi-year deal? Will you make a commitment? At just 70 years old, you're not old, or 69, I think. You could have another five-year contract here, and if he wants it, it appears the Rangers would give it to him. But they have a heck of a backup plan now with this Shoemaker guy. Big missed opportunity for the Rangers. Austin Hedges has re-signed with Cleveland. That's a one-year deal.
So damn it.
I thought that was one of those glue guys that
he was. I would love to get Hedgie back, man.
Certainly a clubhouse guy.
Free agent pitcher Kyle Hendricks has agreed 1 year, two and a half with the Angels, the World Series champion with the Cubs in 2016, 34 years old, had a 5.92 ERA, so nothing to worry about there, although a big name going to a division rival wanted to pass that along. Okay, the Dak Prescott injury news, broken by Jane Slater about 20 minutes ago. Avulsion of the hamstring. It's a significant tendon injury, about as extreme as a pulled hammy can get. It's actually a tearing of the ligament off the bone. And we've heard about these from time to time. They sound like, did Orlando Scandrick have one? Was there a Maverick that had one?
Was it Sean Lee?
He had like an abdomen bone avulsion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a crazy deal. You know, I do think that there is a topic out there, if you want to have it, of like, how injury prone is Dak Prescott going to be? You know, the one game running injured that's in there. But I don't think you can talk about his intangibles at all.
It's Tyron Smith.
Tyron Smith, that's right.
In 2022. That was the injury that kept him off.
At the start.
Yes.
Yes.
He had it.
It was in training camp.
That's what it was.
An innocuous play.
And he had to have surgery.
And that was a guy who was, you know, up there on the other side of 30, and we were used to seeing it with him. I hope that this isn't a sign of things to come with Dak, you know, because if so, then I think you have to totally just shelve the idea of him running, you know. And with an injury like that, it's the compensation thing, right? The lower leg injury, your gait's a little bit off, you're walking a little bit different, and every time you get fatigued now, your body is trying to, you know, make up for what you don't have in another area. It puts added stress on it, and like one thing leads to another. I hope he comes out of this, and if he does play with what is left in this season, can start to build momentum for next year. His new contract hasn't even hit yet. You know, this not quite as bad as obviously as Deshaun Watson, who may never play again for the Cleveland Browns and has $170 million of dead money sitting on there. But if I'm the Cowboys right now, I have this overwhelming feeling of, holy crap, you know, did we just sign up for 4 years of an injury-prone guy who's now heading into his 30s?
Yeah.
You know?
That's a very real reality that you find yourself in right now, and I think you have to make decisions based on that being 100% true and what it is. And so protecting Dak is of the utmost importance. It always is. Sort of goes without saying with quarterbacks, but especially if you're going to have a guy like that who you can't trust to run around really at all. His create rate's not very good. He's not going off script. He is a pocket passer. It makes it even more so that you're going to want to go throw all the wood at Ben Johnson, who, because a lot of these play callers right now, they're getting it done having a quarterback that's mobile. He's got a statue Jared Goff quarterback. So at least he's used to having that. And he's not used to winning with a super mobile quarterback. So that's just another notch on the belt for Ben Johnson.
There you go. I like that take, you know. And that's something that the Cowboys pivoted to about 12 years ago when Tony Romo started getting hurt. You know, I think it was maybe after the broken transverse process or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe the second collarbone. They were like, we need to give him a great offensive line as he moves into his 30s. The offensive line ended up being for Dak Prescott. But I think that's the direction you have to move into. We're going to need a running game that is so good because our offensive line is dominant, and we need to give this guy a 3-second pocket every time he drops back.
It just it has to make you reevaluate him as a quarterback. If he's not going to have the mobility, he's not nearly as good. I mean, that's some of what made him special in moments was really out of the pocket and him throwing outside the pocket. That was some of the best plays that he would be able to generate. I mean, as a pocket passer, I think it's very clear. We've all pointed out the limitations that come with that, but it does make, obviously, the running game try and take some pressure off of him, get the play action going, even more of a focus when you're team building now, if that's the case moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about his abilities on the field. What we will not stand for is personal attacks against the player, against the man, against the competitor, the team leader that he is. I just feel like so many people are dug in against the Cowboys or maybe dug in against Dak. They reach in situations like this and really embarrass themselves. Like, I don't know that James Jones should be listenable at all at this point for, you know, what he's done. And LeSean McCoy, yeah. Same thing. It's like you lack credibility as a observer or as a reporter, as an analyst about the NFL if you're saying some of these things about Dak Prescott. Okay, Zeke's back at practice today. Is he going to get back in the mix? I mean, what's this mean? I think if anybody else missed this many practices, you would probably not see him ever again. But I guess it's a legend, and they want him back. But, I mean, some of the things that I've heard, I was kind of surprised to see it be, you know, moving towards water under the bridge. So
yeah, I was surprised, too. It seemed like there were a lot of things mutually that they talked about, and that maybe that he was going to need another game, another, you know, two games, or maybe not even be here anymore. So, yeah, they must have kind of come to some agreements here, you know, just over the weekend after the game to allow him to be back on the field. We'll see if he's active this week, though. You know, we'll see. They've got some decisions they have to make there.
Couple of notes from Micah's media session. Said he feels great. Chances high that he plays, but we'll see how the practice week goes. I feel like I'm starting all over. My lungs were hurting out there. It's basically like I'm starting my season all over again. It's just going to be an interesting week. So he was unable to keep the cardio up, I think, is what we just learned right there. Mm. Like when you have that burning in your throat, that's from literally doing nothing. You haven't breathed hard the entire time. There was no swimming. There was no bike. There was nothing to keep the cardio shape going. That's your esophagus clenching up because it's not used to breathing hard.
There's apparently a new pill out there, and maybe this is on the banned substance list in the NFL, but it's a new exercise pill that mimics the effects of running a 10K without any effort.
What?
This could have been a secret sauce moment for him. And it's so new that you almost feel like maybe the NFL hasn't caught up to this particular capsule. This is a true story. It's a real story.
We're not,
I almost put it
cracked
in the dump a couple of weeks ago.
There's a 10K pill?
There was so much to get to that day. Yeah, it's literally like, as the headline reads, new exercise pill mimics the effects of running a 10K without effort. It's the lazy man's dream. It's researchers in Denmark. They've developed a new drug, and that's what it does without moving a muscle.
What?
Mimics the effects and benefits of strenuous exercise without moving at all. It's called Lake, LAKE.
Man, that sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That sounds amazing.
Like, the drug has been shown in lab rats to flush toxins and strengthen the heart.
Let's go, dude.
I don't know about the lungs, but I mean, listen.
You feel like you're getting ball sacked here?
Are they looking for test case patients?
I'll be honest with you. When I first saw this, yes, I thought Rita Weigel of the New York Post was ball sacking me.
Oh.
But it turns out Rita is...
She's legit?
She's dialed. Yeah. Okay.
Man. Yeah, that's terrific stuff. I think that could be a, you know, breakthrough type of deal.
Sign me up.
Next thing, I need chocolate chip cookies that don't make you fat, pizza that doesn't make you fat, and this exercise pill. I'm good.
Yeah. It says, in addition to triggering the release of appetite-suppressing hormones, this spike also flushes fatty acids from the bloodstream, reducing the risk of conditions like heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. So, pretty cool stuff here, and maybe, just maybe, Micah, well, he clearly didn't give it a shot if his lungs were burning.
That's probably,
I wonder, unless he's ball-sacking us about his lungs.
You know, this is cool. I have seen people say, like, machine learning is about to just send us into uncharted territory as far as mind-blowing stuff. Maybe it's the AI learning, you know? You get that AI computer set up, you give them, like, thousands and thousands of brains worth of computing power and say, hey, figure out how humans could be less fat. Maybe he cranks out something like this.
Yeah.
Whatever the case.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm hoping to get it as a stocking stuffer.
Yes. Like, how much could that cost? How much would you be willing to pay for that?
If you knew, like, side effect free, like, there's not going to be the fast words at the end that reveal some level of bleeding in places
you
that you never thought
you could. You will constantly have diarrhea,
bleed.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
you will pass out.
It's a 10K and a pill. Patrick Mahomes tested his injured ankle today, says there's going to be no mobility concern. Mavs game night, Kleba, Lively, Washington, all likely out. This game's going to be on that that Channel 29, I think. Yes. You can watch. Yeah. So enjoy that if you're looking for some hoop. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has L.A. Live.
15 years from now, me watching TV. Did you take Lake?
Yeah. It's going to be the mesothelioma deal or whatever.
Class action lawsuit.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like
I'm Jim Hammer. Yeah. Did you take Lake?
Did you take Lake? I'll kick your ass. Call me. Don't play that. All right, let's get into a. It isn't a Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it is.
It is, sir.
Sheesh. Let's get into a butt naked Wednesday right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you swear. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk. It'll make you dance to some of
Name one word that describes both peanut butter and someone's bottom.
Spreadable.
Wow. Nailed it.
Number one.
And they're chunky.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
Chunky would be good.
Yeah.
Smooth.
I don't know if it's up there, but... Yes, Lord.
It's butt naked Wednesday.
He said, yes, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. I don't see it up there, but me and you, yeah, we connect right here.
In Steve's personal record book, she just won.
Yeah. This is LA Live for Wednesday, November 6th, 2024. It is a butt naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today's segment Butt Naked Wednesday. Miss Badu, you've seen the future. You are a true seer. And I, too, was born underwater with $3.06. Yeah, you might laugh. I see your ass laughing. That's because you didn't do your math. And I know you didn't do your math. I see it. It's everywhere. I know you're not doing it. Peace to the gods and the earths out there. Hey, stand up Triple D, too. Shout out to Dallas. Dirty, dirty Dallas, dog. Look at the Triple D. They passed, Dallas passes a Proposition R. You guys seen that?
Yeah.
Proposition R.
Oh, was that the cannabis one?
That is the cannabis.
Oh, there you go.
Prohibits police, prohibits police from arresting and citing people suspected of possessing 4 ounces.
Dang.
Wow.
4 ounces of that sweet, sweet Chiba.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That is.
Get you a QP, you're straight the whole way.
That is a lot you can have
going
on your
fast
person.
Lane on the way home.
Yep. The proposition also prevents police from considering the smell of marijuana as a probable cause.
Oh.
Well, that smell of marijuana be getting you, too.
Yeah. Sure. Any weed in the car or anything?
I had to search the vehicle.
Like, I did. Yeah. I smoked it, fam. Yeah. It's not in here. If you find something, please give it to me. I was looking for it.
Actually, I might have a QP back there, but apparently it's all good, sir.
You reach between these Chevy seats. I dropped something about 3 weeks ago in there, and I still can't get it, bro. Can you shine your light in there for me, please?
So that's just Dallas County, right? If you get out into Fannin County or
that's what
Collin
I've seen
County,
so far.
You got to...
Yeah, that's
slow back down.
Yeah, that's what I've seen so far.
Let's go calling.
Let's see what else we got. Hey. Let me switch this vibe up. I like old Rick. I do like Rick. I've been watching some of his old interviews just because he was a wild boy. But I got to get to the Osley Brothers, the greatest band in the land. The Osley Brothers coming right at you on 105.3 The Fan.
Speaking of Mary Jane.
Let's see here. Hey, the Nostradamus of the U.S. presidential elections.
He struggled a bit last night.
Right. He was wrong.
He was struggling last night.
He was wrong.
9-11?
Yeah, he was wrong. I put $200 down on his word.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was looking at 4 on a comeback. It didn't happen. I put another $100 on Donald, though, too.
There you go.
I'm not a fool. I'm going to spread my money out. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's smart. Like that peanut butter?
Yeah, spread it out, baby.
Man, yeah. Is he getting, are his mentions like an athlete's mentions after they don't come?
I'm pretty sure.
After they don't exceed the prop bets?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Like anyone who gives fantasy advice?
Yeah.
Oh, you screwed me.
Ooh. Professor Alan Lichtman has successfully predicted 9 out of 10 elections since 1984. This man was on a roll, 9 out of 10. I wonder which one he missed.
Is the one he missed Dole? I think he, not Dole, was it, who was Bush?
It was probably the Bush
Gore,
situation, right?
It was
right?
Gore.
Where the Electoral College won that one for him?
Yeah, I think the one he missed was Gore. And he said, well, technically, it, you know, he Florida decided, you know, it was the courts decided that, you know, he had some excuse for it, you know.
Damn,
it was,
brother.
All over it.
He was certain that Kamala Harris would win by a landslide at first, and then it would trickle in. Boy, was he wrong.
Oh, no, the video late, when he figures out that it's not going to happen, he looks at that map in Pennsylvania, and he's like, oh, he crap. Knew that was like, yeah.
During his live stream, his election live stream?
Yeah, he was on the Titanic when he saw the Pennsylvania map.
Let's go to it.
Is Arizona moved?
Plenty of time. We're not going anywhere.
It moved one per. No, it hasn't moved since we last checked. Yeah, his lead is shrinking in
Pennsylvania, yes. Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
It's not shrinking in Michigan and Wisconsin.
But there's still a lot of votes to go.
Votes left.
Yeah.
There's still a million votes left in Pennsylvania, close to it.
I think she lost.
Yeah.
Running out of Pennsylvania, yep. It's not changing.
Yeah.
I hate to say that because I've been hopeful all night, but I think she lost.
I do too.
I think it's 90% over.
Yeah. He had his hands all on his head. He looked so disgusted.
Yeah.
Damn, defeated. I got it wrong, man. I was on every podcast and every radio show and every TV show just saying, I got this one right. I've been right so many times. Put your money on me, big baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he's not doing interviews right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Probably needs to take some time.
In quotes, not doing interviews, I'm done, is what he said.
You got to do a post-game presser, okay? You got to stand up there and you got to take your licks.
You got to see what happened, man. Yeah, that was the moment he realized that he was wrong.
I figured, I don't know how late that was, but I mean, I think by 8:45 or 9:30 or something, just watching the coverage on TV, I was like, dude.
I think when you gave the update in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday, and you was like, oh, it's like 288-3. I was like, well, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
My money's gone in this little account. But no, crypto shot up like crazy and stocks went nuts for a while. Anyway,
it did.
That was the moment he realized that he was wrong. What'd you say, Bub?
It was good for the markets.
Yeah.
It continues to be.
Hopefully it continues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just don't sell and run on the news type things. You know, sell the news type vibes.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. All right. I got a question for the Tolos on a butt naked Wednesday hump day. And like Alan Lickman right here. What have you realized? What have you realized? You guys realize anything? A lot of people realizing things lately. I mean, you know, I just didn't. I don't know. So I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. What have you realized? And I got answers like, when you pop your joints, it's creating bubbles, not popping bubbles.
Really?
Hmm. Okay.
That's the creation.
Man, I just realized that.
I creak a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's old age.
Yeah. Is that bad?
Most 150-year-old things do creak.
Yeah. That's my mom's knees when she used to bend down.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
I thought it was football related stuff, you know, or marathons. I guess I've run those 5 marathons.
Oh, I think it's just
father time. Undefeated.
We'll remain undefeated. What have you realized? Ask this to the Tolos. Follow me on Facebook. Got answers like, don't waste time with toxic friends.
That's very good advice.
Maybe we ain't them boys.
Mm. Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. The Chiefs will three-peat.
These are all good takes.
Yeah.
What have you realized? Money really is everything.
Ooh. It helps.
If that was the case, then I would be completely bleeped.
we might be. It's
but it helps.
Yeah. Shout out to the billionaires. Made it happen last night.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. What have you realized? The more you talk, the less they listen. Strong.
Got about 8 seconds in there.
That is strong. That the Jones family has ruined the Cowboys. Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what else we got right here. Time moves faster the older you get. Man, that's a fact.
Yeah,
that's 100%
true. That is a fact. Jack, 2 weeks just fly by like this.
Very true.
It's crazy. Let's see here. But if you don't have that money, 2 weeks goes real slow.
I think. Well, yeah. I'll have it in like 9 days.
When you don't, when you don't have money, bills show up a lot faster.
Well, I mean, they are back to back.
If you, when you're able to pay them, it does it. You're kind of like, oh, I feel good about this. But when it, when you don't have money, Matt, did they show up?
So true. It's like all of a sudden, wait a second, what? I thought I just paid this.
Yeah.
What have you realized? I just now realized that you seasoned macaroni and cheese.
I would season the water to cook the macaroni.
Yeah.
I don't know about seasoning the macaroni and cheese.
Put some pepper on there, right?
No, I don't. Aren't you done? No.
Just the water, huh?
I've seen the macaroni and cheese thing being seasoned. Yeah,
it's going crazy on TikTok right now. You can lose,
you can use like pepper jack cheese and stuff like that. That kind of gives it flavor.
Yeah. Put a little paprika in there?
Yeah, it gives it a little color.
What else we got right here? What have you realized? People are dumb.
Yes.
That is a fact. I realized this, and that is a fact. I stand on it. I realized this in 2018 and put myself through a long depression to get over that. The realization that, oh, man, if something happens, we might let it happen. We're dangerously dumb. I was in a scared situation, but I've gotten over that a little bit, I guess. Question for the Tolos. When have you realized Dez caught the freaking ball?
Standing right there when he did it.
Knew it.
You were right there?
I was. Yeah, literally, he caught the ball probably 10 feet away from me. I was on the sidelines. Right, literally, when he went up and I saw him and Sam Shields, and the ball went in the air, I was thinking, boy, Romo's got some you-know-what to throw this ball.
Yeah.
And it was myself, David Hellman, Nick Eatman. We were all standing right there in that corner. And the official to that side called it a catch. And then we look on the other side of the field. The official right in front of us, like we're all like cheering. And Hellman looks at me and goes, they're going to not rule that a catch. And I'm like, and I wanted to grab him. Like, no, how do you, you know.
Screw you.
And then we look on the other side of the field and McCarthy's on the field challenging the play. And that's when David goes, this is not going to be a catch. Watch. And sure enough,
it wasn't.
But yeah, there's a picture of me standing there when Dez goes up with Sam Shields under him, and I'm literally probably 10 feet from that catch when it happened.
Yeah, I was, where was that? Ooh, I was on Greenville Avenue with Jeff Cavanaugh. It was my birthday when that happened, and I got so mad I left. I was like, all right, let's go on, get up, get tabs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's tab it up. Let's get on out of here.
Yeah,
shut it down.
I was upset, bro. Let's see. Question for the Tolos. What have you realized? Morality is subjective.
Yeah. It changes a lot.
It does. Yeah. It's fungible.
Yeah.
Unbelievably high amount of grown men don't wash their hands after using the restroom.
How do you not do that?
I'm just talking about number twos.
Yeah.
All around.
Yeah. And if you got like 45 seconds, you got to get it back to the board because, you know, it's going to be dead air. Something weird happens. And yeah, you might not. Anyway, turning 50 sucks is what a Tolo said.
Dude, I'm coming up on it. I'm entering the final 15 months to 50.
Really?
Yeah.
You get nervous?
Yeah. A buddy of mine, his dad told me once, like 40 didn't mess with me, but 50 messed with me. So as I'm coming up on 50, that plays in my mind. You know,
it's going to mess with you.
Yeah.
I felt myself get older over the weekend. And I felt myself age. I can just feel it in my head. Dude. I feel like my brain was expanding. It was getting big.
I was trying to.
It felt like it was moving around. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I just aged. I just turned 40 officially right there.
Man, I was trying to get up and down prepping the house for a paint job, and I felt old about 4 hours into that. Like, wow, I still got like 3 hours to go.
That's a full workout.
Yeah.
Let's see. What have you realized? To forgive stupid people for they know not what they do. No matter how kind you are to people, they will continue to try to take advantage of you. Just hurt people on my Facebook. God, no. That the Matrix is real.
Oh.
Somebody said that. And what else right here? Oh, this. I like this one. I like this one. I got this one off my threads. Who's this dude to send this to me? Because I want to give you some props, bro. Because you, I like this one. Because I was trying to put it in words. Shoot, here we go. Jamie Torres, you said it the best, bro. I was trying to put it in words all week. The rules don't matter, and the points are real. The rules don't matter, and the points are real.
Our whole life we followed rules. I'm not following rules anymore. I'm going to try to start breaking some rules, bro. At this old age of mine. Yeah.
The rule breakers.
Yeah, I'm going to start breaking these rules.
What's the first one? Do you have it? You got it planned out?
Yeah. Whenever it gets it right, whenever it's right there, whenever something's good on the other side, and all I got to do is break a rule to get there, I might break that rule.
Yeah.
Driving the shoulder. It's all gravy, baby.
Yeah.
take your medicine and move on. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. And the people that you're playing against are breaking the rule.
Oh, they are, yeah. Those rich old people, they're constantly suing each other, you know? Just like, well, I broke the rule, but I'm going to get a judge to see it my way. And I'll pay this witness to come in here and explain to him why, you know?
They tell you to follow the rules so they can play you.
Yes.
It's a game. G-Back of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Bubba Dub. One of the biggest Cowboy fans online. He switched up. He's no longer a Cowboy fan. He's out of here. He's with the Bills Mafia now, and he's standing on business about it.
You damn right I switched team. I make a business decision. Before I even go in on Dak's side, I want Kirk Cousins tested for STDs, allegedly.
Allegedly.
They tell me allegedly. Giving him everything he wants, and I don't like it.
Wants.
Dallas Cowboys done went down there and got their ass toe off the bone again. That can't do a motherfucking thing today. Dak Prescott got a $60 million lemon.
Oh,
lemon.
Went there and signed that big contract and tricked Jerry Jones. That lemon, Jerry. Now his hamstring. Ain't nothing wrong with your hamstring. Your it hurt. Ain't nothing wrong with Dak Prescott hamstring. His is hurt. Well, since your is so, go get in some vinegar. Put vinegar in your bad water, Dak.
Yeah.
Been going through shit all week. Y'all done left Ezekiel Elliott, fat ass at home. Good. Leave him now. Matter of fact, release him. Cowboy fan holding on. What the hell y'all holding on to? Ain't nothing now.
You hear it all glitchy like that?
Yeah.
My computer might need a restart.
Yeah, I'd say.
He probably doesn't feel too good about that right now.
Yeah, about just falling off the bone and all the other stuff. Yeah, he's like, damn it, that
was. Well, he's a comedian. Too. He's cracking jokes.
Yeah,
we can't be taking him seriously.
No.
He's not James Jones in this thing.
Yeah, it's true. Not James Jones.
He gave you some game right there. That vinegar.
Yeah.
If y'all smell that vinegar smell in your girl's tub, you start asking some questions. You know, I'm just telling you, bro.
Snap it back.
Well, what you use the vinegar for?
Snap it back. All right. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. I holla.
Shoot, yeah. There he goes. L.A. Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Up next, we'll chuck a chuck wagon.
Let's do it. Exploding Whale Day, signing your name and clones. That's next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.